You just performed at the Alexis Club in Toronto. How was the experience?
Really good. I've got to be honest, it's the first time I've ever opened for anyone. So it's an entirely new experience. It is very, very different. As a performer, I have learned a lot in the past 2 days. The shows are great. It's really good.
So tell us a little bit about it. So what are you learning about yourself, especially, you know, you're not the headliner?
I take my job very seriously as... You know, kind of setting the tone. I feel like the success of an opener is to set a high mood and energy. And I take that job very seriously. But honestly, I'm going to be completely honest with you and transparent. So I went on stage last night and I don't think everybody was that excited that I was there. I think it was more so, and of course, and obviously they were excited to see Jamie, which who wouldn't be? She's an amazing talent. But there was a couple people kind of chanting and kind of wanted me to go away. So that is intimidating and that's new for me. That's a new, and I understand because, you know, you go to shows and the opener is there and you're there to see this artist you respect and love so much. So I do understand that perspective, but I feel like we connected. We ended up connecting by the end. I shared some of who I am, and that's hard to do in that moment because you're laying it all out there and going, well, just give me a chance for a second. You know, and I got to share songs about being Two-Spirit and tell my story about being Indigenous and tell my story about what the things that I believe in, why I do music and why it's so important to me and how far I've come in my journey of healing and just being able to share that and say, be open to each other.
Which song, out of curiosity, was it the one that felt like, hey, we're making that connection now?
Honestly, I think it was an unreleased song that I have called Way Home. And I wrote, you know, when I needed that reminder that being Two-Spirit is a journey and it has been for me in coming out and, you know, the history of and the teachings of being Two-Spirit and embracing that. I didn't always feel like safe and okay to be Two-Spirit. So just, you know, sharing that song and sharing that vulnerability, I think just kind of you can put down your weapons and kind of open your heart a little bit and maybe relate, hopefully relate. And that's what music is all about. It's being able to like put down our weapons and go, it's this language of art that sometimes doesn't even really need to fully be said. It just needs to be felt.
One song in particular that you was from your last album made some headway on the Indigenous Music Countdown was No Evil. Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
I love that song because Serena Ryder wrote that song. We were chatting and she said, you know, I have this song. I just feel like it's right in line with what you do. I heard it and I just fell in love with it because, you know, I'm so passionate about making music for change, making it because it has done so much for me. You know, just being able to continue to do that and share that message of, you know, which No Evil does. It's paying attention in the world and how tempting it is to close off yourself, numb ourselves because it's overwhelming, but how important it is not to, and to stick up for yourself and each other and be there for each other. So to me, that's what No Evil represents.
Who was your biggest musical influence growing up?
Probably Melissa Etheridge. I listened to a lot of Melissa Etheridge, which is kind of shocking to some people, but to me, take long drives with my mom and listen to Melissa Etheridge tapes back to front on a drive. And, you know, just any strong women. I loved getting to know their strength through their art.
Are you going to continue that tradition with your daughter or are you going to be fighting with Jen over what music's going to be playing in the car?
Jen's going to be playing Backstreet Boys and we're going to have a show. Listen, all back to Backstreet Boys. No shame. But yeah, 100%. We're going to expand musically and we're going to listen to classical music and we're going to listen to Indigenous music and we're going to listen to, you know, we're going to go all the directions and go, you pick and choose and see where you land. But we're definitely going to open up the musical.
Now, the big question is, especially right now, because you and Jen, you're going through this journey, you're about to bring in a kid and that's going to change your entire schedule and how everything's going to go about. But what can we expect from Shawnee Kish in 2024?
It is going to change. We're like, we're kind of tossing things like, what is this going to look like? We don't know. We're up for the journey and the challenge. We're talking about touring, definitely more touring, more shows across Canada. You know, I haven't been on a real get in a bus kind of tour on my own. So I'm looking forward to that. Definitely new music. I'm working on an album. I have so much to say. I have so much in my head and heart that I'm constantly going and putting down on demos. And there's been so much growth in this past year on a personal level. Hardship, but growth. And it was important. I'm so excited to put that down in music and get on the road and make some memories.
Shawnee, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.